Unit 3. Keeping caloric intake in check. Your recommended caloric intake is dependent upon your sex, age, and level of activity or exercise. For example, a healthy male in his 20s who exercises 10 hours a week requires a higher caloric intake than an elderly female who is bedridden. Depending on what your health goals are, weight gain, weight loss, or maintaining your current weight, you need to adjust your energy consumption and expenditure to achieve that goal. Monitoring how much you're eating, what you're eating, and how much physical activity you get in a given day is important to maintain optimum health. Use this equation to estimate how many calories you should be consuming in a given day, and to determine whether you need to adjust how much you're eating. Energy in, calories consumed, minus energy out, calories expended, equals change in energy stores, excess, loss, equilibrium. If you end up with a value above zero, you are eating more energy than you are burning, which means that you are building up energy in your body and thus gaining weight. If the value is below zero, you are burning more energy than you are consuming, and you are losing weight. If the value is at zero, you are neither building up energy nor losing it. You reached an energy equilibrium, which is how you maintain your current weight. The energy in, calories consumed, and energy out, calories expended, values, are dependent on very important demographic variables, such as age, exercise level, gender, and daily physical demands. Remember, not everyone needs the same amount of calories per day. Many people struggle with maintaining a healthy weight, and one of the main reasons is excess calories, the energy in component of the equation. Here are a few things to watch out for to avoid eating too many calories. Snacking while watching television. Eating too many high-fat foods. Consuming too much sugar in soft drinks. Following the everything in moderation rule. To avoid excesses or shortages, not only in caloric intake, but also in nutritional levels, the rule is to do everything in moderation. When you do things in moderation, you avoid excess or extremes. Dietary moderation refers most commonly to moderating the consumption of sinful culinary pleasures like sugar, salt, sodium, fat, and alcohol. The focus on these items in particular is due to the fact that chronic overindulgence in any of them can result in adverse health outcomes, including obesity, high blood pressure, and other health issues.